This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. On our recent cross-country trip, I had the opportunity to see many houses in passing. I took notice of how people lived. Over the eight-day trip, I got to see a lot of beautiful houses. Many of them were set on many acres of land. Some were set on ranches that seemed to spread for miles and miles. On the other end of the spectrum, some folks lived in shacks that seemed to be on the verge of falling down. I even saw a few teepees on Indian reservations. The ones that interested me the most were the old sun-bleached log cabins that seemed to have been there for 100+ years. They had rusted roofs and only half of the window panes were still intact. In places, the mud had crumbled from between the logs. I saw several of these houses as we passed through the rugged landscape of Wyoming. In and of itself, they would have made a beautiful picture. The interesting thing to me is that at times the owners had pulled in a double-wide trailer next to the old shacks and took up residence there. It made an interesting comparison between old and new. In the New Testament, Paul compares our bodies to a house. We must always remember that we are a spirit inhabiting a physical body. Our bodies are at various stages of repair or disrepair. I cannot do things now since I have passed the 50 mark that I could have done whenever I was 18. For one, in high school, I was on the track team. Today, I doubt if I could run 100 yards without gasping for air. From time to time, I glimpse gray hairs starting to sneak in over my ears. I like to think, health-wise, that I am fitter than most and worse than others. No matter where I fancy myself on the health timeline, I know that it is only a matter of time before my physical house, my body, collapses. This would be an utterly dismal perspective if it were not for the promises of God. The Apostle Paul put it this way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and following, it reads, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee." I like that. God has given us a guarantee that what he has promised will come to pass. When the time comes, I will trade my old worn-out body for a new one that is eternal, a body that will never wear away. Paul, in his previous book, spoke of the same topic whenever he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 and following, these words, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." What does that mean to the Christian? It means that we have the last laugh over death and the grave. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. We get to trade this old, worn-out body for a new one. One that is incorruptible, one that is immortal, one that is built by God himself. No matter what your house looks like today, whether it is a nice sprawling ranch or a falling down shack or even a teepee, The time is coming when they will be no more. If you want a house that is guaranteed by God, you must become one of His. If you would like to know more about becoming a New Testament Christian, why not call my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ? You can reach them at 918-443-2025. That is 918-443-2025, and they will be glad to send you some free material. You can also find them on Facebook or Google their website at Ulaga Church of Christ. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.